As Senate Democrats figure out ways to take more of our money to fix the budget deficit crisis that they created to the tune of $16 billion, my next guest has one simple idea for some savings. Like, can we maybe stop spending money protecting illegal immigrants who are criminals, ones who are currently incarcerated? Can we maybe stop spending so much money in protecting them? Joining me on the line is State Senator Phil Fortunato. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks, Jason, for bringing this up again. You know, I mean, this is like my sixth year trying to do this. Yep. I try to just say, why in the world are we harboring these illegal criminals? And I want people to understand, we're not talking about immigration. We're not talking about the guy that mows your lawn that might be here illegally or whatever. You know, we're not talking about that. That's a federal issue. They got to figure out what the heck they're doing with that. I go, what we are talking about is serious, serious criminals. Now, ICE has identified 310 individuals that are in our prisons. Mm-hmm. Now, that does not include our county jails. So whatever number this is, it's got to be three, four, five times that throughout the state if you include our county jails. Now, of that 310, something like 130 are there for sex crimes, rape, abuse or mm-hmm. child molestation. Another 79 are there for murder. Right. I mean, and the other thing is a majority of these people are also wife beaters. So these are the people that we are protecting at a cost of $75,000 a year. Now, they're coming to you, Jason, and they're saying, Jason, you need to pony up more money because we, the state of Washington, need your money to function because we obviously can't budget properly, right? So we need you to fill in the gap. But at the same time, they're taking your money to fund $75,000 a year for an illegal criminal at a cost of 300 and something by mm-hmm. 75,000, $23 million, $100 million over a 4-year budget cycle. So if the feds want these people, give it to them. Get them the heck out of here.
Well, what's the response from Democrats when you make that point? Because they seem to make, they go out of their way to make sure they see no difference between, to your point, the person who's here illegally, but working hard, maybe embracing the culture, the language, minding their own business and just doing good for our community versus someone who's a rapist. They show no difference between those two groups. So when you bring this up, what do they say?
Well, when I first ran this bill like six, seven years ago, I said, this bill focuses on criminal illegal aliens. And they responded back to me and they said, Phil, you would get better response from our side if you didn't use dehumanizing terms like aliens. And I said, well, we are legislators. We have to use proper terms. If we go to the federal government's website, it says you are a citizen or yep. you are an alien. And if you are undocumented, you are not a illegal. You are not a undocumented immigrant. I go, my parents are immigrants. They came through Ellis Island. They got off the boat. They went through the immigration process. Okay, they are immigrants. These people jumped the fence. They're not immigrants. They're not undocumented immigrants. They're mm-hmm. undocumented illegals, right? And if they're a criminal, they're a criminal illegal alien. I mean, what do you want from me? I mean,
what do they want from you? Why in the world are we going out of our way
to protect these people is beyond me.
Well, it just seems like they're making an excuse not to support the bill. So am I to believe that if you, in your legislation, you said undocumented immigrants, or you simply said some new PC term we don't even know about, they're saying that they would support it at that point?
Oh, who the heck knows? I mean, they make up stuff all the time. They make up all these terms. I mean, one time we were on the floor and they used the term. I mean, when they first came out with BIPOC, right? They just came out on the floor and they started saying BIPOC.
Yeah.
And people are going, what the hell is that? What are they talking about? Right. And the thing that I don't understand is they are, growing up, I'm Italian. Everybody accuses you of being the Italian, the mafia. You understand the primary victims of the mafia were other Italians.
Yeah.
So do you know who the primary victims of these people are? Other Hispanics, other illegals, because they know they won't go to the cops. I mean, just recently we had that poor woman. She's Hispanic. 58-year-old Hispanic woman in Burien, kidnapped, right?
Yep, yep.
They used an electric drill through her hand to torture her to get her PIN number, threw her over a railing in Kittitas County off I-90, and shot her. And she survived. And but these are the people that they are protecting. I mean, 5, 6, 7 years ago, there was the guy Guzman, his son. King County released two guys out of King County jail. 2 days later, they killed this guy's son with machetes and threw his body parts in the Green River. Now, these are not jaywalkers. These are not people that, you know, do some minor crime. These are serious people that are a threat to our public safety. And then we're paying for it besides.
Have you had any Democrats, and we're talking with State Senator Phil Fortunato, Republican from Auburn, have you had any Democrat who came up to you so far and said, I like this, we maybe not be able to pass it right now because of our membership, but count me on board in the future? Has anyone even come up to do that?
No, I mentioned on the Senate floor when we were talking about budgets, I mentioned that exact thing that we're paying to house these illegal criminals. And I go, you know, and I mentioned murder, you know, there are 310 or 300. And I said, a majority of which are murderers and rapists. And there was a gasp on the other side of the aisle. And there was this little kerfuffle that I went back to see whether they, it got picked up on TVW, and it didn't. I should actually check TVW and check some of the other cameras, but they were all in a puff. They were trying to figure out what they could do, if they were going to object, if they were going to say I was trying to impugn the motives of a member or something or other, which they've been doing lately, you know, to try to stop the floor speech. I mean, this is now they can get up there and do all kinds of Trump bashing stuff in a floor speech not have a problem, you know.
But you did was state a factual truth, like just a factual a fact, I should just say, about illegal immigrants in jail in Washington.
Right, right. We have from a email from ICE identifying these people. I said I don't need their names. I just need their crime.
Yeah.
Now, and I want to reiterate that these are the people that ICE knows of. Now, the Keep Washington Working Act, which makes it sound like it's some kind of employment thing, is really the sanctuary state policy.
Yeah, 100. They knew what they were doing. And they wanted to pretend that everybody in this state illegally is just part of our hardworking community, and our farms would stop having vegetables picked and our lawns wouldn't be mowed, which is incredibly condescending, I think, because that's always their example. But it was never meant to be anything other than just a PR move.
Oh, absolutely. But what the Welcome to the Keep Washington Working Act does is it prevents ICE from going into our prisons and interviewing people. So they go, we know there's more than 310 people in there, but we can't interview people to determine their immigration status. So it might be double or triple what we're actually talking about. But that ratio of rape and murder seems to be consistent, because I got, you know, people from King County told me the same thing, roughly that same ratio. A majority of rape and rape and murder in King County jail as well. Mm-hmm.
So right now, obviously, it's not going to happen. I know why you push this every year. I'm glad that you do. But you now find yourself in an interesting position with other Republicans, kind of just waiting to see what the Democrats are going to come out with next for their budget. The governor, Bob Ferguson,
It's funny. Yeah, it's funny you should mention the budget, because I said to staff, you know, you run a bill for a couple of reasons. One, you know, it's too late. You can't introduce it the last 10 days of session, blah, blah, blah. But now we have the wording, and we're looking for a bill in Ways and Means that is tied to the budget that mm-hmm. we can then take that bill and make it an amendment to some bill to at least speak on it on the Senate floor. And I mean, the goal would ideally would be to amend it into the budget, which is never going to happen.
Yeah.
But you'll have a vote on it.
Yeah, certainly will. But my question, I guess, now is you're kind of just waiting to hear from the Democrats. Do you think that the governor has been putting a lot of pressure on them passively or behind the scenes?
Well, budget-wise, actually, he's
been good, right?
Not being too bad.
Yeah.
I mean, he put the squash on a couple of things, sent them back during a little bit of a turmoil, and they're ticked as heck at him. They won't let his staff people into their wings without permission and all this stuff. So they're
really?
In a little bit of a fight with the governor's office.
Yeah, explain how that works.
Well, in other words, if in the past, if the governor's staff people wanted to come in and talk to their caucus, they would simply come into their side of their chamber and go in and talk to their caucus. Now they can't come in without their permission.
Jeez. And that is due in large part because the governor, unlike our previous governor, Jay Inslee, has been more involved and certainly more vocal and not just allowing Democratic leadership to do whatever they want and then propose something. He's actually being responsible. I'm not going to like still the budget, undoubtedly, the one that Bob Ferguson ends up going with. But to your point, yeah, he's kind of killed some things that were needing to be killed.
Right. But I want to go back to why we're in this situation to begin with. Every year we always had a budget surplus. So every year, you know, they would come up with an estimate. We always had more money than they anticipated. So 2 years ago, they said we're going to $71 billion budget. OK, so now we're at the end of that 2 year budget cycle and we're only bringing in $66 million. And when they say tax the rich, I go, OK, what happened in this last 2 years? One guy moved. Right. Jeff Bezos moved to Florida in the last 2 years.
Yep.
Jeff Bezos moved and took his $600 to $800 million in taxes that he would have paid in Washington. So when these guys go out there and keep saying tax the rich, guess what the rich do? The rich move.
Yeah. Right?
They go. And so that leaves everybody else. So when they say tax the rich, you cannot feed their appetite enough. Right. And they're coming after you. I mean, just case in point, this stupid plastic bag ban where they started doing the 8 cent charge for plastic bags. Now they're talking about raising that 8 cents to 12 cents. I mean, it's a never ending thing. And they're counting on the sales tax from the increase from going from 8 to 12. The sales tax on 12 cents is baked into their budget. That's
just I mean, they're literally nickel and diming, and it all adds up. They think we don't notice. They think we don't feel it. Oh, it's only a few pennies. Yeah, it's only a few pennies in addition to the several hundred dollars in additional taxes you put on us over the course of the last year. Gas tax going up. You've got the capital gains tax now going up, and that's obviously going to have some impact on where wealthy people hold their money. It's a total nightmare. I suppose we'll wait and see what the final nightmare looks like. We've been talking with State Senator Phil Fortunato. Thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for your interest in keeping this. This is an important issue.
It is.
We need to keep talking about it, and we need to be complaining about that they're taking our tax dollars to house these people.
100%.
So thanks again for your interest in this.
Of course. And we've got a write-up on this over at seattlered.com that I hope you guys will check out.